So I think Willie touched on many of the elements of the 2009 National Academies report. And I think two of the elements that are focused on very well in the report are that we need to have highly consistent data and methods, and we need to have a high degree of certainty in the results that we obtain in forensic science when we're linking an individual to a crime scene or a sample. There are a number of examples where we haven't lived up to that standard of both certainty and consistency. One of the studies that they cited in the report is really quite disturbing. They showed variable conclusions among expert practitioners about whether, in the example of bite marks, the injury was in fact a bite mark, whether the marks were made by human teeth, if they were by teeth or by animals, and whether the images of those marks were suitable for analysis. And interestingly, those that had more experience, the more experienced practitioners, showed more variability between the different practitioners, came to less agreement than the less experienced ones. So where we, in many fields we might say, well, we just need people who have more experience, more of a feel for the data, in fact, it goes the wrong way in forensics. And then they found that many of the practitioners showed no consistency. It wasn't as if some practitioners were consistently conservative and others made less conservative assessments. They were all over the place, suggesting that bite marks still a seriously used technology is not based on a science, on a measurement, on something that has standards, but more of a gut level reaction. Those are the kinds of methods that have to be eradicated from forensic science and replaced with those that come directly out of science and have the ability to stand up to the standards of scientific evaluation.